And hello, everyone.
Radio.
Welcome. And hello, everyone. Hi, I'm Kay Thompson, and welcome to the Kay and Gus Show here on GoPro Radio Network. I have a guest today, and I'm going to get right to this because we have a lot to talk about. We are talking a lot about all different kinds of issues, about education, news, information, education, global communication issues. Wayne Gilman, did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cover so many topics tonight. Myself. Right. But with little prep, I'm here.
I know.
Flew like on a wing of the prayer just to get over here. But the traffic. We have a Yankee game in New York tonight. That's the problem.
Well, that's like, you know, coming on Route 3 out of, New Jersey.
Right. During the
Lincoln Tunnel and Holland Tunnel. And, you know, it's really drastic.
Right. But I have to say, you know, whenever I cross the bridge and I come over here, I go through the tunnel, it's the rarefied air of New Jersey.
New Jersey.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm praising it. You know, it. You know, I send so many people over here because you could actually breathe without contracting some sort of disease. You know, there's no mold.
Always tell a New Yorker, right? They think the sun rises and sets in New York City. Listen, we are just across the border. You know, I mean, we are culturally, artistically, politically,
I know that. Right.
Time.
Oh yeah, congratulations.
Thank
I'm sorry.
Much,
I did hear about that.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
And he won by landslide.
That's good.
Okay,
that's good. That's a testament to his dad.
Really, I'm telling you.
Really?
It was quite an event last night. We were at the Military Park when the numbers came in.
Right.
And really some fantastic stuff. I mean, just everybody was, you know, just absolutely delighted.
I can imagine.
We expected the win.
Right.
I expected the win. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how big it would be, but I expected to win because the people that he had running against him, they didn't have the name. They didn't do the things that his father did, and
done.
He's going to be, you know, carrying on that legacy. So they really didn't have that much to stand on. And one of them was a senator.
Yeah.
Wants that congressional seat. But Choppy is Choppy. That's what we call him. Donald Payne Jr. is the person to run again in the general election.
Mm.
Now, he is the chosen person for the Democratic Party.
So he won the nomination.
To fill in his father's seat.
Right.
Now, then he has to go for the general election in November. And who knows what the Republicans will be doing, or some Dems may, you know, put up some people to, you know, run against him. However, we will also launch a fantastic, you know, campaign again.
Well, I think the landslide says a lot. And then the deal is that, you know, there's so much history with that seat as almost, you know, when you juxtapose that with New York City and Charlie Rangel. I mean,
it's
to a repair, you know.
Yeah.
It not to say that, I really feel it's hard to believe that Donald Payne Sr. is gone. I mean, he did so much. And his legacy is a lot different than what Congressman Rangel is going through. And with all due respect, I mean, there are a couple of potholes he's hit in the last couple of years. And he's under a lot of pressure right now because there's a Dominican candidate in his district.
Oh, really?
That is getting a lot of play. SBI, I think that's how his name is pronounced. I forgot. And they're trying to galvanize the Puerto Rican base and
the
black base. There has always been a split between Puerto Ricans and Dominicans to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
And with a lot of Dominican pride, because the Puerto Ricans held sway for so long.
Yeah.
And that was one thing that Rangel has not capitalized on politically over the years, that he is part Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people just assume he's black. We have a break.
Yeah. No. What I'm going to do is, you know, I forgot to say, this is the Kay and Gus Show. Kay Thompson, me, and Gus Henningberg. Gus is, you know.
How is Gus?
Gus is coming along.
That's good.
You know, he's recouping, I hope, and I will be there tomorrow to see him as usual.
Give him my regards.
The last time I saw him a few days ago, he perked up. And what we were talking about was John Edwards. And he says he's not good. He shouldn't be running again. He shouldn't even have had, you know, his day in court.
Yeah.
So I looked and I said, wow. And so we were talking. Then Al Sharpton came on. And, of course, you know, we all – I know Al. He said he's quite a statesman. He said, I'm really proud.
Isn't it amazing how he's
but
reinvented himself?
Yeah. So actually, he – what? Al reinvented
himself. No, I'm talking about Al. Yeah.
And also, I've reinvented myself. Mm-hmm. And it's because of you, Wayne Gilman.
Really?
Yes.
Little old me?
I don't understand how. Listen, how.
I'm trying.
Because you dragged me up to Conroy's.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You remember?
You know, I forgot about that show.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I, you know,
thanks,
that set
Conroy,
the bond.
The
yeah, that set yeah. the bonfire.
That's right.
You know,
because of you.
And I tell you, I have to give you credit because I started to dabble in something that you did for so
years
long.
Ago.
And yeah, and I tell you, yeah, I wanted to find out what it was like. You
know now, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, oh please, it is. We have problems.
Oh,
we have problems.
You think?
Yes. I don't know. I don't want to speak for what goes on in Jersey, but I mean, I'm in the heart of the South, the bowels
uh-huh.
of the South Bronx.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the N word is standard fare there. Mm. It's like a term of endearment. You see Latinos
yeah.
exchanging, you know, not knowing, yeah, not knowing what history it is
yeah.
or, you know, what's behind it. And all that, and I find that offensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even some little student a couple of weeks ago had the nerve to throw that word on me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I walked into the room, and I had to put her in a place. I called the.
How old was she?
She was 13.
Oh.
I called.
You said that to a poor little 13-year-old.
Well, you know, the thing is, her mother, and not to, to expose their business,
yeah.
works in the building.
Ah.
She's not an educator. And the thing is, the mother had the nerve to come over to me. You know, Mr. Wayne is an elderly man.
Uh-huh.
And as in, I'm out of touch with today's lingo.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not to, you know,
react
to what I heard. And I just said, you know, age has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Yes, I am getting older.
Yeah.
And, you know, there may be snow on the roof, as I say, but the boiler's still working.
I see the
you know, yes.
But, you know, in the shock value when you first go back to teaching, you know, is tremendous. But then you get over that, you know, and you just say, hey, let's go with the flow. And, you know,
yeah.
And then you tell the teacher, then you always have to have something that the kids want.
Mm-hmm.
See, they have to be motivated to want you there.
Right, right,
and what
right.
What I usually do is, you know, when I'm doing like a special class or, you know, doing a motivational talk on one of the speeches that I
yeah.
do, you know, I said, how many of you want to make money?
Ah.
And because everybody's nose is noisy, and I just sit there like this, how many of you want to make money? I said, I am your key to making money right now.
Mm.
So if you want it, fine. If you don't, I'll go. And they mumble. I've got my papers. That's okay.
Right.
See you
later. Right.
All the time. It's kind of nonsense. You know?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, no.
Mm.
I said, well, this is what we're going to do. And then I explained to them how in the world they can go on to school and how they can get the money to go, because I'm always armed with scholarship information.
Right.
The same thing I was doing on LIV.
I'm going to try that. You know, I mean, I never thought of it from that perspective. You know,
have to get them where they are motivated.
Yeah.
I am so against testing,
mm-hmm.
okay, because I think it's a waste of time. You know, finding out this and finding out, anybody can teach to a test. Come on, you know, but
yeah.
you find out what motivates a kid. What do they want to do? Then you teach to that, you know, and then there are ways that you can bring in the, reading, writing, and arithmetic, written, you know, okay? All right, for instance, I had created a program called the Electronic Media Development for Learning Program,
mm.
whereas I took my what I was doing television at the same time and radio. And so I took that and combined it in teaching administrators and teachers how to teach their students how to produce television and radio programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go in and say, how many of you want to be on television? Well, at that particular time, every single person wanted to be on TV.
Right, right.
So I said, okay, now this is what you have to do. You know, you're going to give me an open for a show.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to say, hello and welcome. I'm giving me your name and said, and today is, and that's the topic. And then from there, we're going to talk. Silence.
Mm.
I did that with a couple of teachers. And then I went to test it out in the elementary school, the junior high school, and the high school and college. And it was so successful, it wasn't funny.
I think the older kids would appreciate that, but today...
Younger people do, too.
Still,
I did with it in third grade.
No kidding.
Now, you try to teach a whole bunch of third graders. I had one third grade class. I had to leave the school. I said, enough.
They'll drive you crazy.
They were chasing
yeah.
me around.
They will drive you crazy. I know what you're talking about.
But they were there for, you know, as a sub, because I really wanted to test this class
right.
on them. But they gave me the wrong grade. I wanted another grade
yeah.
to start it. But anyway, I started it really with a second grade class.
Mm.
All I did was line desks up like we're sitting here. And I made this person right here, like you, you would be the, you know, the anchor, and the other person would be a reporter, and the other
right.
person on the their side would be a reporter. And I would say, now say, repeat after me. And they were fascinated by it, absolutely fascinated. Now, what did that do? It strengthened every single skill you can name. It strengthened their reading. It strengthened
right.
their spelling. It strengthened the way they were carrying themselves.
Exactly. Imagination.
And,
you know,
and those who could read, I said, go home and ask your mama.
Yeah.
Okay, because this is what you want to do. So I was involving the parents at the
same
time.
Well, that's the other thing, too, not to cut you off, Kay.
Yeah.
I mean, it fascinates me how so many of our kids cannot read.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
even some of the adults, you know,
absolutely.
particularly those who have English as a second language. You know, I mean, even though I can give a pass to some people, you know, because of them not being originally from the States.
Yeah.
But if you're going to assume the responsibility of being an educator, you want to make sure that you have, because I've never done this
yeah.
before.
Mm-hmm.
This is brand new to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that
enlightening, isn't it?
It is enlightening. And then not only that, but, you know, I come from a generation where kids used to get hit. I remember the nun, you know, taking us into the closet and pulling out the bamboo stick and beating the daylights
mm-hmm,
out of us.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you can't even touch a child without ACS coming down on you or some authority coming to report you. Or, and more importantly, you're in a position.
What you have to do, though, is have the attitude that if they come, they come. Tough. Because you can do other things.
Yeah, I've seen other teachers do that. I know that.
You know, they need you more than so. I don't believe in being frustrated in
right.
a job that I've ever had.
I like
teaching. I left because of the fact that I just happened to find broadcasting and I wanted to play more tennis.
Right. Yeah, just a 3-hour show, you're done and you're home.
I know.
You know, and you're in the bubble bath.
One time I subbed and I was going to be doing something with the sub because the kids were so noisy that I started putting my papers in. They said, where are you going? I said, nowhere, but I have my tennis racket in my car. So rather than hearing noise, I said, I'm going to go to the tennis court. Bye. Well, the principal at the time didn't like that. However, you know, no, I didn't believe in aggravating myself.
Right.
I'm not in a job to aggravate myself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so,
And I think
but I really enjoy teaching, and I got a lot out of it. I think he's got a lot out of it.
Right, yeah. Right. I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm sorry I wasn't one of those students at that time, you know. But I tell you, the world has changed when it comes to, you know, things that we used to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just recently lost Hal Jackson.
Yeah.
And, I'm just amazed, you know, attending the wake last week and the funeral.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we were just kids when we started.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I look at what attracts a child's attention today, it is that computer screen in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? We would have a situation, we'd come home.
And the cell phone.
And the cell phone, exactly, and all the applications that come with the cell phone. But with us.
Which I don't know.
Neither do I, a certain extent.
Do you know what I have to
do? I refuse to pay more for it.
Do you know what I do? I have to ask my grandson how I work something.
No
kidding.
Would
you like to know how old he is?
How old is he?
7.
Wow.
And he says, Nanny, you're really slow.
Well, I know. All the kids are like that, too. I mean, everyone that age, you know. They know about the computer, like you know, I'm still learning things that I should have known.
I can do emails.
Oh, well, that's good. Do you twit?
No.
Do you don't twit?
I haven't yet twit.
Yeah. And that's something that we need to learn, you know. I mean, it's unfortunate. I don't believe
in
twitting.
Listen, I was almost run over by a lady who was, what is it?
Texting.
Texting
one time,
you know. I said, no. But anyway, let me just talk about the politics for a minute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Donald Payne Jr. Really, really, really good race. It was very exciting. Donna Wilson was with me last night.
Donna Wilson.
Well, I was with
I've heard
Donna
that
Wilson.
Name.
Yeah.
So how
we
is
went,
she doing?
We went to, you know, the frivolity there.
Uh-huh.
She's doing absolutely fine over there on Bloomberg, you know.
Yeah.
And so we absolutely had a ball. It was wonderful. Donald was there with his 3 children, Yvonne and Donald and Jack.
Mm.
And Bill Payne, of course, was, you know, moderating the entire thing. Wilfredo Benitez, who you know.
Oh, okay. Your son-in-law. Right.
Yeah. And so it was just absolutely great.
And he's running for public office, isn't he?
No, Wilfredo, no.
Oh, really?
No, but there's a documentary that Ty has, and Wilfredo has, that's all, it's called All About Will.
Mm.
So, and that's going to be released here, I think, on Go GoPro Radio. I can't say that. GoPro Radio, which is about, you know, BW moving images and Black Wax moving images. So,
go on.
But anyway, you know, I want to tell people that it's really important for them to get out the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Donald Payne Jr. has to run again in November. So, everyone, that's a general election. So, please make sure that you put that in your calendars. I know we're at the beginning, really, of the summer, but, you know, look for November.
That's right around the corner.
In order for him to be officially the congressman, you know, you have to, you know, go into that general election.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, want to tell people that there is a movement in this country to repress our vote.
Hmm.
And if you look at Florida, you know what's happening in Florida. You know, they're demanding that a lot of people have picture IDs. Well, how many people have picture IDs? And all of a sudden, they have all these different things in the different states. Watch very carefully. Get the list of the states that are actually involving how to suppress blacks and Latinos from voting. It is a very, very serious thing. All you have to do is watch MSNBC like I do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and also, what's her name? Soledad O'Brien.
Right, yeah,
CNN.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance because of my schedule. But, you know, the one thing is I am really worried about Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Well, I may be the only voice in the wilderness saying this.
Well, we should all be so worried about him that we have to get out the vote. Churches, get your congregations moving. Go find out who is not registered to vote. Find out how to vote, what the procedure is. Take groups of people to vote. It's even more important now that he be reelected in the second term.
Oh, no question about it.
That's when he can really sign stuff on his own.
Right, right.
Okay? Well,
what I'm looking at is that, I mean, Mitt Romney, who is the apparent nominee for the Republican Party, pales in comparison. We all know that. I mean, and I'm being biased. This is my two cents I'm throwing out there.
Yeah.
But the thing is that given what the economy is going through,
mm-hmm.
and there are some people in our own community who have raised this issue, and it's come time and again, should he had worked on health, on jobs first as opposed to health care? Because, I mean, the health care thing, the Republican Congress.
Should who? Obama?
Should Obama have
That's
worked?
What he's been working on.
I know he's been working, but the
thing
is. But,
you know, those numbers aren't, wait a minute, those numbers aren't getting out there. He has every, you know, maybe not great numbers.
I know. He's
that,
done a lot.
Listen, he can't pass legislation if you don't have a congressional group that's going to pass it with. You know what the Republicans are doing.
Right.
He comes up with something, presents it to Congress,
and the
Republicans block it every single time.
Right.
Why? Because the fact that they don't like the fact that there's a black president.
That's it.
Period.
That's
in
it.
And
you know,
out.
They would have preferred Herman Cain, who I understand has a radio show starting in January on some conservative network. But, you know, the thing is, but I am concerned because, I mean, it is frustrating. There are a lot of people out there out of work.
Uh-huh.
And they'll just use that without thinking about what the economy, this economy that we're in is global.
Yeah.
It's not just the United States.
We have to remember that he is working on infrastructure. Now, mm-hmm. infrastructure means, as you know, construction.
Right.
The building up of all the roads, you know, the transportation, the this and that, you know, all those kinds of jobs, you know, and they are, you know, making them available to the different communities. Now, maybe not in great numbers because of the fact that this is a hard job being president, trying to sell sometimes, you know.
But
he can only do what Congress,
I know, will
a Republican
him.
Congress will allow him to do it, and they are blocking him.
Exactly.
You know, now he's guilty of Osama bin Laden. What else are you
Oh, I know. I mean, he's done it all. I mean,
and
he's
also,
done more.
Don't forget women's issues.
Yeah, he's been,
right.
And gay rights.
And gay rights,
right, yeah, exactly. You know, he's been on the right side of a lot of issues, and he has the media behind him, the so-called liberal media behind him. But the deal is that I just fear this frustration because you keep hearing it over and over again about the poor job numbers. Now, I'd like to think that something could turn around between now and November. You know, maybe, because, I mean, if suddenly, because the Republicans have been beating him to death on jobs,
There are more jobs, but the point is they are coming in smaller numbers.
I know.
So they're coming.
Right.
Look at the auto industry in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that has grown, all right?
Right.
He can only do what they're going to allow him to do, and anything he comes up with, you know, he's being blocked, let's say.
Oh, no question about it. You know,
but the repression to vote, that's a serious thing. That's taking away a basic right,
mm-hmm.
and that's an entitlement. Yeah. We are entitled to vote in this country.
No
and
question.
When you get a group of people
yeah.
who's going to keep you from voting because they have more money,
mm-hmm.
like Romney.
Right.
Okay, remember when he left as governor of, where was it, Massachusetts?
Yeah.
All right. He left with that millions of dollars of deficit for
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
If you listen to the present governor, who was Black Patrick,
mm-hmm.
the first last name is Patrick.
Deval Patrick. Yeah.
Deval Patrick. He'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know, he's been on, you know, the different talk shows.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
I mean, Romney feels he could walk on water, and some things that he has done,
yeah.
you know, might have worked for a minute. But the bottom line is, you know, I don't, first of all, he's extremely biased. He had said some statements during campaign stops about poor people that are highly insensitive.
Of course.
You know?
And people don't, they just go, he just goes right on over
right,
like
right.
I didn't do
it's,
anything
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
You
they
know.
Come out with this excuse of the last
I don't think he realizes what he says at times.
Well, I don't know. I wonder what it is. You know, I hope it's not just a senior moment because we don't really need someone like that.
Yeah.
And I'm getting older now. I'm getting my senior moments, you know? But the
Are
thing is,
all?
Yeah, I know
we
all, but
you know?
But it just, it's unfathomable what goes on and with the Republican Party and how they feel they have an agenda. But I know no one can out-talk, out-campaign a Barack Obama.
That's
you
right.
know?
That's right.
And
the man is bright.
He is extremely. I mean, I wouldn't want anyone
and
else representing
wife,
me in the world.
And his wife should run for president also.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You.
That's true. And what is it that I've been reading? I didn't get a chance to get a copy of the book, but apparently Bill Clinton, who has been campaigning for Obama and
yeah.
with him, he
mm-hmm.
was in New York last night on Broadway, and I think he was in Jersey. One of your candidates
yeah.
was running, but he lost.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not attributing that to Clinton, but it could be just the district, the seat, the people in the state and so on and so forth. But the deal is there was some scuttlebutt about how Clinton wanted Hillary to run now against Obama. And
no
Paul,
kidding. I wouldn't put it past
it
him,
was
really.
It was in a book saying that he was somewhat lightweight and not really presidential.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like he lacked the experience to run the government.
Well, you know, they didn't get along for a period
I know,
of time.
I know, for a long
there.
Time. There.
But they have to get beyond that. And
exactly.
I think Clinton made the comments that, you know, you don't knock Bang, you know, the big money people.
Right, right.
You know, and Cory Booker also put his foot in his mouth as
oh,
he
yeah.
want to do.
Exactly. What's the, you know, there seems to be a very curious relationship between Booker and your governor.
Really?
Well, no, I mean, curious, politically curious. What, is that true? I don't know.
I have the slightest idea.
Yeah,
You'll
yeah.
have to ask Cory Booker.
Okay.
Want me to call him up?
Well, sure, certainly.
Sure,
you know, I understand he had an opening. The other
I'm going to ask him to come on the show.
You should.
You know,
should.
Really.
Yeah.
You know, he's an okay guy, but he does anyway, you know. Mm.
And your governor, I mean, he's amazing. But I think he's warming
yeah.
up, you know. I mean,
warming up to who?
I don't know. I think he gets the black thing now, you know. I'm not sure.
Please.
You know,
he
but
is
he's
rude. He is a bully.
That's his.
He is a pain
yeah.
in the butt.
I thought it was an ethnic characteristic.
Okay.
Oh.
Whoa.
So
listen,
I'm from Brooklyn. I can say that.
Listen, we're on the internet. So
yes,
therefore,
that's
we
true.
Can say what we want, you know?
Well, but I mean, I want to be fair.
Thank goodness
you know?
For why?
Because I don't want to be considered biased.
Thanks for GoPro.
Oh, certainly.
Radio Network.
Yeah,
thanks
yeah.
for Ty Washington. Thanks
exactly.
for, you know, Ms. Jonna. Thanks for Ayana.
Right.
You know, thanks for Ty 1, Ty 2, and all,
well,
this
all
family,
of the,
you know?
You know, it's amazing.
I wouldn't be on without that.
And I listen,
yeah.
I get the emails from B.C. Saunders, and, you know, I feel like I want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And
I
then take a month. I really
you.
Do. Yeah, you know.
You
I,
have to do a show, Wayne.
I want to, and I want
know.
To find the time. I mean, my problem is that like,
you'll
I have
never
a part-time
find it
job.
If you don't make the
well,
time.
Well, not only that,
okay?
but, I, but you know, I do real estate on the side.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know.
Do it
I'm
on
just,
the air.
Well, I wanted to. Well, you know, this is a defining moment. May I for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
The state of New York, the Section 8 program there,
yeah. mm-hmm.
they owe me 5 months back rent.
Damn.
Please, that's what I want. I wanted to get that out. I've been writing letters, Kay. I've been sending certified mail. I'm just
talk about
you know,
it, Wayne. Tell them.
It bothers me. You
this
know,
is
I mean,
your voice.
I, you know, I'm really angry about this
I don't
because
blame you.
The system in the city, which is the largest,
time out.
Take a break.
Time out.
Did
no,
I
no,
say
no.
too much?
I'm not going to take a break. I'm not. I'm putting my hands up. Time out. I have just a thing for you.
What's that?
Prepaid Legal Shield.
Really?
Because
I'm
already
spent money with my lawyer.
No. You don't do it. I'm telling you. You know how much I pay? Well, my daughter and my son-in-law are attorneys. But the point is, when I want little things done, that go to big things, I call my lawyer. You know how much I pay for
how
month?
How much?
$9.95.
Ooh.
Per month.
And
I have
1500.
Access. Here, you go.
$1,500.
Where have you been?
Just to sit down and hear some old talk.
The world is a different place, Wayne. I'm telling
you.
Yeah,
prepaid legal.
You should have been hanging out with me. Here,
I'm
going to give you this.
Well, if Gus would allow me.
Here, I'm going to give you that. And if you want to join prepaid legal, it would cost you here in New York maybe about $10 or $15 more.
Why
I don't know.
Why is it always so
check.
Much more in the city?
Because New York is so much more.
Yeah.
You know, in everything.
But I'm really disgusted. I mean, Section 8 needs to get its act together because the kind of money that they're paying people just to come and do nothing and that there's never a response, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 5 months came without my rent. You know, I can barely pay my mortgage.
Get a movement and
I know, I really want to, you know. If I go to Fordham Road, they don't want to hear me, and, you know, there's always some South.
Talk about them on your show.
Yeah, well, you know, so let's get started.
I'm telling you, I'm really serious about
that. Yeah, I didn't mean to use this as a soapbox, but I'm really upset about
that. Well, you need, and what is the name of this organization?
Section 8.
Section
8. It's a national government program, Barack Obama. But the highest number of people on the program.
Blame it on Barack Obama.
No, I know. It's New York, really. Because I've used it as a source of revenue in other parts of the state, and there's never a problem there. But somehow in the Bronx, there's a problem. Mm. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know? So I hope
anytime you come on, you want to talk badly about them again, we will do that.
You know, send me my money.
Let me tell you also what I have planned. Now, we're going to be following Donald's, race for the, the general election.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to be doing that every week. I'm also going to be talking about Legal Shield because of the fact that it's such a good program.
It is.
Do you remember the name Jonathan Blow?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jonathan had gotten me into this. First of all, he had gotten Tony Brown into it. Remember that?
And Tony
and
took
Tony
it for
was
a touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, he made
yeah.
a lot of money on
well,
that.
that's what we're doing here.
Oh, okay.
And what it does is it gives you access to legal services at a very low rate. And how this company does it, it is network marketing.
Mm-hmm.
What this huge company did in Oklahoma, they were prepaid legal first. Now they are Legal Shield.
Okay.
Was that they provide law firms with, people who need services.
Yeah.
And at a low rate. So therefore they're helping the law firms, because sometimes lawyers just don't have any work.
Right.
They're providing law firms with lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore you can get your lawyers cheaper by being a member, of this company.
Oh, so if I were to call let's say an attorney that I have been using.
First
regularly.
Of all, you're going to sign up under me.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand how it goes from that perspective, Kay. I would never do anything without you, of course.
I bet you would.
But the thing is, because you hear some lawyers in private practice, they'll poo-poo, prepaid legal, yada, 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 and stuff like
I
that.
I don't know one lawyer who's involved with prepaid who says poo-poo anything.
Well, I mean, that's the difference.
Their
poo-poo
and our poo-poo.
Right, too. Can I call some names? No. Yeah.
If you want to.
No. A mutual friend of ours who you used to have on the air on a regular basis.
Who? Tell me.
Pamela Hayes.
Hey,
yeah. And she's no. I'm saying I shouldn't misspeak because I don't know if her opinion about what was once prepaid legal has changed. But
I don't care about what they say. There's so many different. Look, I'm looking up the services.
And it's important because I mean the average person cannot afford
a lawyer.
A lawyer. It's scary, and you usually need them to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I do a lot of stuff pro se because I like to talk a lot of crap. but the deal is that, I honest to God, I don't know the law.
Well, there's a whole list of things that you can actually call for, when you have a prepaid lawyer. And I really enjoy doing it. Every case that I've had with them, I've won.
Mm.
So, they've won for me.
Oh, that's good.
And only for $9.95 a month. Yeah. I think that's pretty doggone good,
Yeah. As you mentioned this, I'm inspired. You've invoked...
interest.
Yeah. I had a little problem, and I think I have a need to bring
they'll do
maybe
it.
Maybe they'll take it on.
And then you have some top lawyers, they're with top law firms, and they're, Anyway, let me give you a couple of numbers. Alita Thomas is also in it. And her number, for anybody listening, in case you wanted to get in touch with a prepaid lawyer or Legal Shield lawyer right away, you can call Alita Thomas, and her number is 888-404-5594. And that's Alita Thomas, 888-404-5594. Now, there's another number, too. Now, Alita is in one part of Jersey, and Sandra Ravis is in another part.
Mm.
And her number is 877-548-4611. That's 877-548-4611. They are also in prepaid. Reggie Smith, he used to play with the Atlanta, somebody.
Right. I remember.
He's in it.
No kidding.
And he loves it. He says, yeah. My God. And he said, you know, and it works.
Oh, no question about that. I mean, we certainly, particularly people in our community, have a need for this.
Yeah.
Because you just never
and
know.
And also others. I'm telling you, you know, the other folks find it, they get it very quickly and sign up before we
do.
Right.
Okay? That's true. They take advantage
of things.
Yeah. You know, we're always last.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Now, listen, also what I'm going to be doing is I have some new things for the Kay and Gus show.
Oh.
We are going to be having a correspondent in Bermuda. We just hired a correspondent for sports in Bermuda.
Is this a family member?
Yes. It's my granddaughter, Brianna Scott.
Wow.
Brianna has been picked for the volleyball team in Bermuda that's practicing now for, you know, I guess the Olympics or something.
Yeah.
She's an excellent volleyball player.
That's nice.
And she studied with some of, you know, the great volleyball players. And, of course, she plays volleyball every day on the beach.
Wow.
And the first game that they're going to be doing is in St. Kitts.
Oh, no kidding.
Now, I want to know about the events and the sports going on in various areas in the Caribbean, like Jamaica, like St. Kitts, like the, Bermuda. Like
I know just the person to talk to.
Who?
Claude Tate.
No, I'm talking to Brianna Scott.
No, but I'm just saying in terms of getting information with respect to sports.
Yeah, okay, but he's not the only one.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm not saying that your granddaughter wouldn't know what to do. But
no, she's going to be our new correspondent. You know?
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, someone that she could actually talk to.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. So she's going to be doing this. And, you know, she was at NJIT. She's going to be an architect.
Wow.
So, you know, it's really great. And then, you know, let's see, we have so many different things to do. And then also I'm going to be starting doing a food thing. And I'm going to be using Vonda's Kitchen.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned this.
Yeah, Vonda's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Rick.
Ooh, no kidding.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. What about seafood? I'm big on that.
She does everything. Vonda's Kitchen in Newark, New Jersey. Let me
wow.
tell you. She used to have Shaq's Barbecue in Elizabeth. And it was right across from the police station.
Oh,
so,
it is, yeah.
So, guess who was were the main customers?
You?
No.
Your
well,
family?
Me also, my family also, but the white cops.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
so, you know, it was absolutely great. But now she's moved, you know, and we're going to be going doing
different
she's meals.
She's in Montclair, right? Or?
No. She's in Newark.
Okay.
And she used to live in Jersey City,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she's from Elizabeth. Her parents are from Elizabeth, as we are, you know,
right,
my family.
Right.
So, you know. So we're going to be doing a food show. All right. On the radio.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
On this station.
Yes,
network.
Right here.
Okay.
You know how when during the Breakfast Club?
Yes.
Remember how some guy sent it? We were talking about good foods from the Caribbean. They were talking about the fish, and people were calling
right.
about
different recipes.
Yeah,
I remember that. Right.
Jerk chicken.
Yeah.
And then this man called and he said, I'm going to send you this something lime cake.
Mm.
And don't you remember what happened when he did send this stuff, how you all ate it?
Yes, yes.
How can
yes.
you possibly forget that?
I know.
Every
I know.
Time
it's
he
been
sent
so
something,
long,
it disappeared. Yeah. Your memory is going, right?
Yes.
Remember? And then he eventually started selling to, wasn't Balducci. Balducci is an author.
Oh, yeah. No,
remember?
No,
remember that?
You know, you're right. Balducci.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Actually, there's some grocers there in Lorman. Actually,
uh-huh.
they're still there, if I'm not mistaken, in the village.
Uh-huh.
You uh-huh. know, but you know, it's amazing, Kay. You talk about the Breakfast Club and,
yeah.
and the shows
that
it used
a great
to
show.
Do.
Yeah.
There were so many businesses that started based on things that you would
yeah.
mention on the air. Information that
I
you would
you.
Just, you know, share with the listeners.
I had that section for new businesses. I said, if you have a business, call in.
Right.
I was amazed at the amount of businesses we were involved in, the things that I'd never heard before.
Exactly.
Talk
exactly.
about brilliance, you know,
yeah.
in the African-American community, the Caribbean community, Latino community.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
And it was so funny because David Lampel and Percy Sutton let me do anything I want to. You know why? Because they weren't taking me seriously.
No kidding.
That's what I thought. So I went for it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, let me, you know, I didn't know how to do the Breakfast Club. I didn't know what the Breakfast Club was. Before I went into radio, how did I get into radio? Oh, I remember Pat Atwell. I met Saeed Shabazz, Pat's friend.
Oh, that's right, right, right.
You know, when the rodeo was in town, and you know, I ride. And
but you were doing New Jersey
New Jersey
TV.
Press conference
right, right.
on, you know, Spanish TV. Because that's why I'm here. And let me see. Anyway, they were having a rodeo, and I went and so forth. What was I talking about? Senior moment.
getting into
Pat
radio.
Atwell.
I'm sorry, with Pat. Yeah.
Saw Saeed Shabazz at the rodeo, you know, because we were testing out the rodeo because the Thurl Hadding from Missouri had brought a black radio. I want to be a cowboy. He was the first one who introduced the black radio here in New York.
Oh.
Now, since then, of course, you know, we've known always about, you know, different black radio. For instance, Bob Pickett. Every time I talk to Bob, I say, you know, listen, I'm a great admirer of your great-great-grandfather.
The guy who was on
Bill Pickett.
The gentleman who's on the air.
Bob
Pickett. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
His great-grandfather was Bill Pickett, famous rodeo person who invented calf roping.
Is that right?
Yeah, bulldogging.
Okay.
Bulldogging.
Right.
Okay.
Interesting. I know. I didn't know that. I mean, you know, okay. You guys are so cultured over here.
Oh, well, you know, what can I say?
Yeah.
But anyway, I got involved with something. A senior moment. What am I talking about?
No, you were talking about the black rodeo, and then you talked
and
about
then
your
how
start
I actually,
in radio.
Yeah, how I started in radio. And that was through Saeed Shabazz. Mm-hmm. And Pat Atwell is going to be coming on. I have to give him a day. He wants to come on.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him.
But he said, I met him at the rodeo, and he said, what are you doing? I work for Channel 47, da-da-da. Yes, I have a show at New Jersey Press Conference. And at that time, I was doing Gibson and all the people running. Sharp James was getting run, so forth and so on. And so he said, well, why don't you come on and be on the radio? I said, well, I don't know a thing about radio. So I said, what the heck? What can I lose? So I went over, and the first show was Pat Allen shows you the
story. Oh, right. Yeah.
Now, he didn't tell me what they were going to be talking about. I didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. I was looking around like, you know, I was new to the country, you know. And he was talking about boxing that day. Now, and then all of a sudden, the men were saying, well, what do you have somebody and woman in the studio for? Da, da, da. They didn't like it, all right? And then
said that?
It was somebody who called. And then they said, well, let's hear what she has to say about boxing.
And that's how it started.
Yeah, because I said, it's brutal, it's paganistic, it's stupid, grown men standing up, brutalizing one another. How could I, blah, blah, blah.
And you still feel that way,
I watched a little more.
Right.
Anyway, the lines lit up.
Wow.
Pat's going like
this.
Oh. So I started in radio on Pat Atwell's show.
Great.
Because of Saeed Shabazz.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him since, and he disappeared.
Saeed?
Oh,
he's been, I haven't seen him in a long time, but I know he and Pat.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the there was a presentation of Ty's film.
Yeah.
At a Brooklyn Emporium, I forgot, some restaurant that we were at one evening. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Saeed was there. That was the last time
I
saw him.
Yeah.
And I've seen Pat from time to time since. Actually, I was wondering
on Facebook, Pat and I on Facebook.
Yeah, you know, I'm afraid of Facebook.
Okay, be afraid.
You're
getting old.
No, it's not that.
It's beyond Facebook now. Yeah. You know, they come up with a dozen new things you have to keep up.
I'll ask
Luca to talk to you. Luca's 7, grandson.
Okay, and he could anesthetize this.
Yeah.
Feeling of uncertainty.
Yeah, and he will also say things like, you're extraordinarily slow.
Oh, so I've heard that all. My ex-wife used to say that, too. You know,
I'm not going to. Let's close our ears, everyone. We're going to Wayne Sexton.
Yeah, I know. I asked me if I care what she thought.
But also, you know, and this is another thing, I'm also going to have Malachi Majestic and King Tut on.
Wow.
Now, they are new rappers out of Missouri. And I have been watching their videos, and
the
they
YouTube
are
things?
Good.
Yeah,
YouTube.
Really?
Well, that's all Ty things are on.
Yeah.
You know, and he has a number of things. He has an interview with that Ayana did with Danny Glover. You know, I was supposed to do the interview that day.
Right,
this is
right.
Donald's last gala.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Right, right.
Interview.
I saw highlights.
Wasn't that great?
Of that.
Wasn't that great?
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
So but anyway, this is Malachi Majestic and Kim Chet. I know them both very well.
Mm.
And I was surprised to see them on. And I said, look, I need you to come on because, like, I was thinking I interviewed one of Shauna's friends, Jay Ivey, last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a poet, a writer, and he's doing things with the kids and a lot of the, you know, academies and, you know, like of learning and whatnot. And only his approach is different. So you have to get different teachers with different approaches to get to our kids where
right.
they are, really.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
Yeah.
That is true.
But Jay Ivey, he has a song, music called I Wanna Write. And I think we can hear it right now. If I ask Shauna, is that possible? If we can hear it? Okay, all right. We're going to hear a little bit of I Want to Write. Just listen to the lyrics about this.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Ivey, everyone.
I need to write. I need to sit my black narrow ass down and write. Yeah, the hustle got me hustling, but I'm muscling myself out of time for me. Well, what about me, I ask? What about the stories that I need to tell? I need to write. Because can't nobody do it for me. Can't nobody document my inspirations the way I can. Can't nobody compliment my aspirations the way I can. Only I can. Only I can. Only I can. So I need to write. I need to gather up some words and write. I need to gather up some thoughts and write. I need to write because I'm tired of the same old pieces. I know y'all tired of hearing the same old pieces because the same old pieces got the same old problems. But I got new problems, more problems. Problems have changed. Problems have rearranged. The Thomas cat asked me for some money but got mad at me because I ain't got no spare change. I need to write. Me and my girl been arguing. I need to write. My boy told me that I need to take it to the next level, so I need to write. My pop died, and it's hard dealing with it. I need to write. I know y'all can't wait for the book. I need to write. I need to write. I need to write. They done stole my hoopty. I need to write. The cop said I fit the description. I need to write. Wait, hold on. You mean to tell me that my wallet looks like a gun? I need to write. My little brother got mugged by some grown thug. I need to write. You talking about being behind my back? I need to write. I ain't got it no more. I need to write. My ex tried to fuck my boy. I need to write. The weather been acting awfully funny. I need to write. It's time to take Jesus off that cross. I need to write. Cops killing brothers. Cops killing sisters. Free Mamiya. I need to write. Wait. You go kick off World War III and possibly draft me? I need to write. Also, I'm gay because I don't want to fuck you. I need to write. They were taking good care of a little Cuban boy. What about the shortage in the project? I need to write. You saying I'm bogus because I didn't come to your event because I was tired? I need to write. I distinctly
Thank you, Shauna. Is that something?
That is powerful.
You know because I
even with the expletives,
talk.
Right.
Now my age, you know, I need to talk.
Mm-hmm. And need to share.
Yeah.
Let people know, you know.
Because we have a history. When we go back in history, what we used to do at WRB, as you know, as the former news director.
Right.
See, I didn't
hard
say that initially. Yeah, because I mean your voice is so distinctive and everybody knows Wayne Gilman's voice. Why
can you think so?
I've been hanging with you. Because you got the voice.
Thank you.
No, really.
No, honestly, I'm flattered by that. But, you know, the spoken word, it's such an art. I one night I was going through YouTube. I'm a big Smokey Robinson fan. And sometimes some of the old music that he used to sing, the ballads and stuff like that, when he was with the Miracles, I go back to that era. And he did a spoken word segment.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it appeared, he made an appearance on Def Comedy Jam, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Russell's, yeah.
Let me tell you, it was so powerful.
I'm telling you.
I mean, the things that he talked about, he talked about blackness, but it was so profound. I mean, if I could find it again, I guess, I don't know, when I go home, because I want you to even see it.
You know, I'd love to.
You never think so. He's 70 now.
Yeah.
I mean, for him to be so with
that?
It, Smokey Robinson.
Smokey Robinson, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
God,
you know?
Yeah.
And I never knew that he was into rap or into what the, you know, but he's. The one thing that I will say as we get older, and Kay, I'm not, you know, you certainly have planted the seed a long time ago. You're always with whatever, it doesn't matter what generation it is.
Yeah.
You've found a way to at least
reinvent.
Yeah, that's it.
And
that's really what it's
about. Ourselves. I
need
him to hang in there so he can.
I hope
back.
So, because, you know, we're losing so many. Of our heroes today. I mean, I was talking to Joe Bragg yesterday, and he was telling me that.
Please say hello to Joe.
I certainly will. You know, Reverend Joe Bragg.
Oh, right.
If you will.
Reverend
yeah,
Joe
I forgot.
Bragg.
You know, but the Gil Nobles, the Hal Jacksons, you know, the Gus Hedingbergs of the world.
You know, I mean, you know, because of Gil Noble, that's how I had Dr. Ben on so many times.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I have the shows of Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark, Dr. Van Sertimer, and Len Gunther all on one show.
Wow.
A part one
and you,
part
you
two.
Have this on Facebook already? Or?
No, not yet.
Oh, you're not? Oh.
But I'm
so going to
be putting
it out.
Yeah. I have the story of Ronald Brooks.
Right.
You know, that's a fascinating story. The paraplegic.
Yeah.
Know, who couldn't get anybody to care for him. And that involves Al Sharpton. That involves Russell Bomar. And Ronald Brooks coming into the studio.
Wow.
I told him, I said, if you will, you know, learn how to sit up in that chair, I will have you, you know, on the wheelchair. Because he wanted to, you know, he was shot. That's a whole story.
Right.
He was shot by the police and sued the and the prison system in New Jersey and won. And he was paralyzed, you know, from he was a paraplegic.
Wow.
From the neck down. But he was fighting.
Yeah.
Like, man,
yeah.
He called me one day because after the Daryl Cady shooting.
Yeah.
And he related
right, wow.
to Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
And Shirley Cady was on.
Mm-hmm.
And he had called me on the air because he said, I can tell her what to expect, you know, because if he's going to be paralyzed, then I can help him. So that's how I got to the Ronald Brooks story. But that's going to be made available.
Right, me, you right. Know? You've done so much. I mean, I think of Corzine.
I like her.
And I remember the show that we did.
And
you know, I mean, which actually helped get him elected.
Thank you.
And the funny thing is, with what he's going through
that,
now.
Mr. Corzine, our governor. No, he's a friend.
No, but it's true. It's
but,
true.
You know, also with Corzine, I have to say this. Now, he had signed the, we only have 10 more minutes. So you have, you know,
wow.
We need another hour. But he had signed the Affirmative Action for Construction law
mm-hmm.
in the state of New Jersey because Gus sat down on the tarmac at Newark Airport.
I remember that, yeah.
Okay, remember that?
Right.
Okay. Now, that was only 2 years, about 2 years ago. We were down at Drumswacket. I could never say the name of that, you know, governor's place down there. And I was there when Governor Corzine signed it and brought Gus up to the table and,
right.
you know, so forth and so on.
Wow, wow.
So, yeah, I have a history and I'm going to write a book.
Defining moment. You should.
Yeah.
You should. I think we all have so many memories.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's so many things that we could talk about. And I often sometimes get a little shy because I wonder, will we really resonate with the younger generation? You know, when I met a young man.
Well, we have a large listenership here.
No question about that.
I understand that. I've been told that the Kay and Gus show have more listeners on GoPro Radio Network
than
any
other
show.
Really?
Yeah.
Kay, I tell you, you know. And
I
wait,
want to talk.
Wait till they see you. You know, is this
that
visual?
Good or bad?
No, I'm just no. I'm
with my hair
that,
back like
no,
that.
No, I mean you look. You can't, time has not touched you at all.
Oh really? You think
no,
not?
No, I can't tell.
Want to go
you
out?
Know. Well, I don't want Gus here listening to that. You know, I don't want to add. You know, I don't want to say. You know.
Listen, I got an article here. Jean,
I do
Jean
like
Paul.
The apartment though.
Which apartment?
All right.
What are we talking
okay.
about?
I'm sorry.
Listen,
I need a place to
that's
live.
That's right. I'll tell you about the sexual harassment.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's not get started on that. My history. All right.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I was looking at this about Giancarlo Esposito, is it?
John, yeah, the actor.
School days. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Did you know anything? You know those series like Homebound and Dexter and Boss, you know, that they have an on demand?
Mm.
Ooh, let me tell you, Boss is tremendous. Hey, listen, they have to give me money for, you know,
promoting all this.
Stuff,
yeah, right, right.
But I mean, the stuff is good.
Yeah, yeah.
The
I didn't know that.
And the series, what, Boss, about Chicago politics with
uh-huh.
Kelsey Grammer?
Oh.
Whoa, let me tell you. And don't forget Oprah and 24.
Yeah, what's going on with all, like, you know, somebody was talking about her the other day, like how poorly her business is.
I don't know anything about that. She still seems that she's got a Yama back on.
Oh, she, yeah, I'm happy about
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
and all praises
yeah,
to her,
yeah.
you know.
Uh-huh.
And her husband, who I haven't talked to in God knows how long,
yeah.
Abby Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that, you know, I know she's had to make some financial cuts.
Five more minutes.
You know, that oh, we've done an hour already?
Yeah. Wayne, you can
unbelievable.
You have to come back next week?
I guess so. I you
now,
know.
Wait a minute. If you tell me you're going to be here.
I'll be here.
You'll be here next
week.
No,
I'd love to.
You're going to come on with me next week.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Let me tell you something. If you do not,
uh-oh.
I will talk about you so badly
that you will not be able to survive.
I'm telling you right
walk
now.
Walk out my house.
don't even bother.
Yeah.
You know. But really, you know, because we have so much to talk about.
Yeah, I'd like to.
We still have to talk about black radio, the future, what's in it.
I think this is it. I talk to friends of mine who are in the business, mm-hmm. and they say internet radio is where it's going to be. It's just
Pro
a matter of time
radio
before.
Network right here.
Yeah.
If people want to get their radio show, listen, everybody, I'm telling you right now, you need a call here. For GoPro Radio Network, and I'll tell you, talk to Ty. The number for you to call right now, as a matter of fact, is 323-679-0906. That's 323-679-0906. You can do your own radio show. It is nothing like what we used to pay for radio or anything. I'm telling you, it's nothing like it.
It is
affordable. Legal Shield, very important. I'm talking to people tomorrow who are coming in. What is it?
And these are your
Brianna.
Sponsors, yeah.
Well, they're going to be.
Wow, okay.
But really, you know, I only believe in bringing things to people that they can use.
Right, right.
And
certainly.
We have the information.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne Gilman has promised us that he's going to be here with me next week.
I'll come next Wednesday.
Okay.
And I promise to come with food.
All right, and look at, okay. and also go to, what is it, YouTube. Get all of BW Moving Images stuff. Get all
right.
those videos. I mean, Ty and Shauna and Ayana do a fantastic job. I want to say thank you to Eric and Lisa and Gina, my kids, Christy, Wilfredo, et cetera, because they're all involved, I'm telling you.
Wow.
You know, Gina did the report, the Michael Jackson report.
No
from
kidding.
California.
Okay,
she
yeah.
just walked in.
Wow,
was
that something?
They thought she was going to be
juror. Yeah. it's hard to believe he's gone, too, But, I'm seeing that this time is it.
We have
two more minutes. Wow.
And this is www.bwmovingimages. This is where you have to go on the internet to find out about GoPro Radio Network. www.bwmovingimages.com.
Wow.
Okay, so go on the internet and check it out. I'm telling you,
you're phenomenal. You're ahead of yourself.
You know, there's so much to talk to you about.
Right, but I want to thank you.
Politics.
Yeah, I know. We can do that next week because there'll be more. Okay. Section A, send me my rent money.
Section A, send me. Listen, we're going to talk about you badly.
Yeah, right.
All right. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you, Kay. I appreciate that.
Really.
Yeah.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back again with Kay and Gus. I'm Kay Thompson for Gus Henningberg. Baby.